Welcome, everybody, back to the Soul in Sports right here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. It is I, yours truly, Mike Pierman, and we are here live, people, in Prince George, Virginia, here at Big Time Wrestling. Get your butts down here today to go ahead and see some of the greatest of all time do it inside of the square circle. Take a picture, say hi. Do what you got to do, but come by, because this is the place to be today if you are in the Richmond, Virginia area. Number to call in, 641-552-5316 is the number. Bat phone, you know what that is, VIPs only, 347-637-3859. But first, the particulars, people. Make sure you follow me at my namesake. I am loud. I speak loud at Mike_Pierman Sr. Make sure you follow the station, give you all the identification at 1340 AM Fox Sports as well, wherever social media is sold. And people, guess what? It's free. Facebook is free. Twitter is free. Instagram is free. So you have no excuse not to follow us. We are the fastest rising, most successful Fox Sports brand in the area, and this is the only place you need to be. But as always, people, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I wear it this way. The NFL draft was last night. And I'm sorry, people. Listen, I love the NFL draft. I love the football season. But do you really need 15 minutes in between draft picks? You wait months after months after months, and you sit there and you wait the whole 15 minutes? Can I just say something about my Philadelphia Eagles? We're the only team in the first round that did not take nowhere near the entire time to pick who we want to pick. And also the people, that team that I love to hate the most, the Dallas Cowboys. Listen, guys, I'm sorry, King Vaughn Jr. 720 on Twitter, my social media producer. Listen, you guys need a defensive player, you need a cornerback, and you go out there and get a running back? When the last time has Ohio State running back been good in the NFL? Oh, I know, Eddie George. That's when. But that's okay, Dallas. This is why I hate to love you, because you guys will suck, 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 and that's okay, because you will continue to suck, and that's okay. But shout out to the Washington Redskins, who did their thing in the NFL draft in the first round, as well as that team I love to hate. Almost as much as I hate the Cowboys and the New York Football Giants and their first round pick and getting Eli Apple from Ohio State. Now, yes, I just mentioned Ohio State again after I mentioned Ohio State and their running backs, but they come out with other players in the draft that become successful in the NFL. It's just the running back position. I am not a fan of drafting a running back that high in the NFL unless your name is, I don't know, give me Gordon, who came out last year, Melvin Gordon. Somebody like that, but I'm not a big fan of Ezekiel, and that's just me. That's just my opinion, and if you know me, if you don't like my opinion, it's okay. Listen anyway. Also, as I wear my heart on a sleeve, the NBA playoffs, the most boring NBA playoffs we've had in quite some time. We had the Boston Celtics get smashed yesterday by the Atlanta Hawks, and I mean, come on, guys. If you were watching this series, I have two questions I want to ask you. First, how did you stay up watching this series? And B, why were you watching this series if they're not your team? If you're not from Atlanta, if you're not from Boston, tell me, please, call in. I beg you. As a matter of fact, I will pay you to call me and tell me why you watch that series if those are not your two teams, because I'm sorry, guys, the NBA playoffs right now is as boring as they've ever been, because you have the NHL playoffs that are just completely fantastic. That's all I know. The NHL playoffs right now, as the Capitals stole one from the Pittsburgh Penguins yesterday in overtime. Was it a goal? Was it not a goal? That is the question. Some say it's a goal. Some say it was not a goal. But either way, the Capitals have a 1-0 lead. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, coming up at the bottom of the hour, TNA, former TNA television champion Robbie E, was interviewed yesterday, pre-recorded on here by our own program director, Glenwood Thomas. And we will be playing that interview for you guys today as well. But listen, guys, as always, get here and take a break. We're going to come right back here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP, and we're going to do things we do the best way. It's hashtag Lock It Up Friday. We're locking up. We got boxing tomorrow. Let's not forget about Badu Jack and the DC Armory taking place. Also, we got Ortiz versus Berto 2 taking place tomorrow as well on Fox Sports. Listen, guys, 347-637-359, the bet line, the VIP. But, hey, I want to show you some data. Call in 641-552-5316. We'll be right back, y'all. Soul in Sports with George Tooley, Mike Pyramid, and the crew.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108 and say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo in Hopewell, with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Colonial Heights, and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene, they take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Martin Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Martin Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Pollock Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town, Tread Center, 1955 Puddle Duck Road in the Burg.
This is Neil Hounsell from Unity Motors in Petersburg. Are you tired of looking for cars for you and your family? Stressed out, doubtful, scared, untrusting? Don't be. They are some car dealers who truly care about you, and not just your credit score and your Social Security number. Who are we? Unity Motors. Unity Motors wants to know you and what your needs are. Unity Motors is a Christian-based auto dealer in Petersburg, and if we don't have what you want, we'll get it for you. We offer to help rebuild your credit, whether you are bankrupt or just slow paying. We help first-time buyers. We don't want to bury you in payments. We give a 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty on all cars plus zero deductible. If you want to extend it, we can do that. Come on down to Unity Motors in Petersburg, 946 East West Street. The phone number is 804-733-2886. 804-733-2886.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
It is going down, everybody. Welcome back to Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP. Hopewell, the soul in sports, with yours truly, Mike Pierman and the crew. I am joined today here live from Prince George, Virginia at Big Time Wrestling by no other. See, I thought I'd take his name because, frankly, I'm older, and they also say age before beauty. But in this case, beauty and age before him. So welcome into the program, no other than Mr. M.E. Richmond, my friend, my brother, Micah. What's going on, brother?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is me. It is that guy that you know as M.E. I am back here, and this time, not only is it a barber shop, boy, it is a nice little place I'm seeing right here. I'm excited. I get behind these goosebumps and just feeling just everywhere, just seeing the form, ropes, and squares. I don't even know what I'm talking about because I'm so excited.
See what happens when you go ahead and join yourself with the soul in sports here? We first met at a wrestling event.
That's what I was actually going to talk about. That's like, ladies and gentlemen, this is actually the first time I've met the man, the myth, the legend known as Million Dollar Mike Pierman. I met him at a TX.
Yeah,
GFW.
Yeah.
GFW.
And Global GXW. Force Wrestling.
They were together. And that's when I got on and I said something I wasn't supposed to say live.
I remember that.
And I apologized and I thought I'd never be able to do radio again. And then next thing I know, hey, you can I get on?
Yeah. We fought over your opinion of John Cena.
Gosh, and I swear you were trolling me the whole time. I knew you were trolling me.
To this day, you know how I feel about the guy.
Well, you can go ahead and kiss Chris when it comes
to
that.
Yeah, you know what?
You
probably put cheese in your grits, don't you?
No, I don't cheese in my grits.
Okay, because that's nasty.
No. I put bacon bits in my grits.
I don't eat pork. Well, no pork on the pork.
That's fine. You don't have to have pork.
Put a little sugar in there.
Yeah, well, a little sugar sometimes. Yeah. Or you can do that with rice, too. Some people don't know.
You do put rice. See, now I know you country. I my family's from Mississippi.
There you go.
So, back here, guys, at Big Time Wrestling is going down tonight, guys. I have seen Road Warrior Animal. Listen, I've interviewed that guy two times on two separate occasions on the BDSR network, and I love putting a face with someone so they can finally meet me. Shout out to my big little brother, Brian H. Waters, who for years have told me, Mike, drop the name, because it was killing me in the wrestling world having the name Mike Knox. You know what I mean? And
exactly.
People will get confused. If you Google it, I still say to this day, more than the rapper and more than the other guy, Mike Knox, I'm more Googleable than both of them. I'm just saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is not exaggerating when it comes to that. I actually took the time to Google Mike Knox with three X's. And
I'm all over.
Just saying. I saw not only your picture, I saw BDSR Sports Network. Mm-hmm. I saw Fox Sports 1340 WHAP. I saw the interviews you already did, the ones that we already had lined up with the marquee on our Twitter feed. We are active. So if you believe that his name and the name that he kept it off until his wrestling segment comes back, if you believe that his namesake is not Googleable, trust me when I tell you, you Google his name one time, you'll see his face, you'll see pictures, they'll see Facebook posts too.
Yeah, they will.
They'll take their pictures, family, and everything. Well, you got to be careful, man. Stalkers.
You know what? Well, you know, I live in a country now where guns are allowed.
let's give it up for
gun control.
Second Amendment.
But yesterday we had the NBA, the NFL draft,
mm-hmm.
and the biggest news of the draft was Mr. Tunsil falling to mm-hmm. Miami at 13. Someone allegedly, let's just say allegedly, because we don't know the whole truth yet, right? There's always
this
side, her side, and the truth somewhere in the middle. Falls in the draft because someone put some pictures of him hitting a gas mask. For those who don't know, it's a smoking device that you put in your face. Now, my program director is here right now for live on Periscope, and he says that he thinks it was an earlier picture. I looked at it about 10 times.
Uh-huh.
It looks like he just did it yesterday.
Man, I mean, but I'm just saying, like, some of us, like, you know,
the earrings are the same.
I mean, us dark-skinned brothers, sometimes we don't age as a
that.
But like Saiyans, you know,
okay.
Like Saiyans, Dragon Ball Z. Shout out to Dragon Ball Z fans. But, I look the same as I did when I was 16.
I want to see a picture of that because you got the mustache.
No. I'm talking about if I shave.
Okay.
If I shave. No. We're not counting the mustache.
Okay.
If I shave, I look exactly as I did when I was 16. So I am not exaggerating when it comes to that. So, you know, for that to have come out and for it had to been leaked, it had to be someone who was close to him that knew how to get into his account.
Well, they're saying his stepfather, who he had some dealings with.
Ain't that the one he took the blows with?
Yeah.
That was the domestic violence thing,
right?
So he... stepfather's tail.
Right.
Because we know the stepfather didn't win that
right.
one.
No,
that boy too big.
Yeah.
If he was a teenager, he called him was a teenager,
yeah.
He didn't have something, but then that boy too big. so he beat up on the stepfather. He said, when you hear domestic violence, I automatically assumed it was a lady. And I found out it was a stepdad.
Right.
I was like, oh, what? That's not
Well, they said domestic violence and hope someone beat up whooped her nephew.
Exactly.
So that's not domestic violence.
Domestic
violence is two couples who get into an altercation,
not
me with family members. That's the case, and I didn't. Fought plenty of family members in my life, but he falls to 13 to the Miami Dolphins. And let me be who I am, right? I'm always the other side, right?
Go ahead.
If he is a pothead, if he does have a drug problem,
mm-hmm.
Miami's the wrong place for his brother to go.
That's definitely the wrong place for him to go. Let's just talk about Bad Boys 2 just by itself.
Bad Boys 3 comes out next summer.
Oh gosh, yes, it's gonna be so awesome. So Bad Boys 2 by itself should just tell you what's gonna go on in Miami. When it comes to what this brother's going to go through. Now, that's if he actually does have
mm-hmm.
a problem.
The problem, right.
You know, and here's the funny thing. We come to the point now where we're at a crossroads in our country where we now actually are start acknowledging that smoking pot can be a problem for you professionally. There was at one point in time when people were, like, kind of like, they're okay with
right.
it. They'll be swept on the rug.
You know what's bigger than him smoking pot? Even whether it was in high school or yesterday. To me, it was D. Gordon, PED from the Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
That upset me more than Tunsil. For me, looking what happened with Tunsil, to me, I actually felt sad. You know how I feel about even college guys.
Exactly.
They're still kids. So it has to be the most embarrassing thing. That's like we're on air right now.
Yeah.
If somebody right now literally posted a picture when I did unsavory things in Chicago,
exactly.
That would be embarrassing. Like he's sitting in the draft room and just leaks.
Yeah, so he's embarrassed.
It's not only embarrassed, and again, I believe I heard Colin Cowherd say today on Fox Sports, The Herd, that what was his publicist? What was his agent when he's answering these questions? You got this young kid up here sweating, you know, profusely answering these questions, and then you had people like Todd McShay say, oh, it's a sign of immaturity. The man admitted that it was him, so how
exactly.
is it immaturity? He could have hit behind
if
it.
He lied, and then when they're trying to make it up and sweep it on the rug, that is a sign of immaturity. A sign of immaturity is the fact that you don't own up to it. He actually just threw Ole Miss
mm-hmm.
under the bus.
He did.
Because with him being honest about what he did, now their program is probably going to suffer this year.
Yeah.
Big time. But look, though, here's what I don't understand. Now, why is it that we really want it both ways a lot of times in our society? We just said that he's a kid. He's like 20, right? Was he 20?
20.
So he's 20, 21, right? How can he be still a kid, but then we got people younger than him that's fighting wars right now?
Right.
Okay, so can we have it both ways? If you're 18, 19 years old and you make the conscious decision to go fight for our security and our freedom, but then at the same time, someone's
you're not a kid,
football,
you do something
kid,
like that.
That's what I'm saying. So,
right.
So either you're a kid or you're not. Either they're adults or they're not. So I'm not a fan of saying when a guy makes these conscious decisions that that he's a kid and stuff like that. And these guys – that be saying their kids don't realize, like, and legally they're grown adults. They can vote.
Right.
They can vote.
If you can vote, if you go to war, then you're an adult.
My
17-year-old daughter, who will be 18, she will always be a kid to me.
Of course.
She's mine.
That's
mine. And I will come up to whatever school she goes to, and I ain't letting these pervs know, and I will still take the belt to that butt. I'm lying.
No, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. I was a person who went to that Ferris State University. They do have freshman seek out. So you need to go ahead.
Let's get back into the draft yesterday. Now, we did our mock draft yesterday before the draft happened.
Yes.
You watched the draft.
I watched the draft.
You see how many of my picks I got right? I got Pittsburgh's pick right.
Uh-huh.
Taking the guy to Florida. Uh-huh. I mean out of Miami.
Okay.
I got you did not get your first pick.
I knew it was gonna be golf. I just thought they would get tons on that
list. But I gotta say this. I gotta start there because I had a feeling
that Dallas was gonna take Ezekiel Elliott though.
Well, that's what I don't get. We said the draft would start with San Diego.
Yeah.
Taking third.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they went ahead and they took. To me, I think they shocked people by taking both.
Yeah.
Taking him there, knowing they still. I know they picked up 12 offensive linemen in the free agency, so they're okay there a little bit. As much as Rivers is getting pounded on, you know, no broke back there. But then Dallas, to me. With the biggest shocker, everybody about winners and losers. Everybody is salivating over this Dallas pick. How you feel about Ezekiel Jackson? Because I'm not excited. I'm sorry.
Here's how I feel about Ezekiel Jackson. One of this podcast that I follow, and I really respect this guy. Hey, he's a very good sportscaster and stuff. He put a picture up of your boy, Allen Iverson.
Okay.
Practice. He put him up there.
I'm sorry,
right?
I didn't say it right. We have been warned by Wally. What we're supposed to say, we refer to Allen Iverson.
What we say?
We are supposed to say Newport's own.
Okay.
Newport News' own Allen Iverson. Right.
And put up a picture of Ezekiel Elliott. And he asked one simple question. Since when did we transition from it being not okay for a guy to look like AI and draft, but then it was okay for this guy to come up in here loosey-goosey with a half shirt, thinking that it's cute and adorable to do so.
You know what? And shout out to the media team on FoxSports1340.com because I don't think the Jordan face is at all funny. I just don't.
I know you don't. I'm a Jordan fan.
But they hit it on that. But they put it on his belly.
It was so perfect for that.
To put the Jordan face there. And we already know how I feel about Jordan. I won't go back into why I don't think it's funny. It's just that wasn't a funny moment.
It wasn't a funny moment, but that's the ironic nature and what makes
Jordan so arrogant and
because he cried about how much passion he had about proving these people wrong,
right,
and showing them up. Let's put a nickel on the meter for a second.
Is that petty to be like that guy in high school?
Yeah.
I made sure that he paid for high school.
You know what it is. But look though, what great player, what great athlete, what great millionaire has not been that petty to somebody who wanted to get back at? Because I did the same thing. The reason why I have to mention stuff I have is because there was one thing that happened in high school where one specific person I'm not going to put out there right now, and I did everything in my life right now to prove that one person wrong. And I see that person in my profession every single day now. And I just laugh.
You know what? And I love my pastor, Dr. Bennett, at Joy Fellowship. Checks in, his wife checks in on me and my wife. But one of the things that I do, and I love being part of Fox Sports, I love being here in Virginia, taking the moves from Delaware here to Virginia, but I go back and I'm at my pastor growing up. And I'm going to put him out there. I'm just being honest. Reverend Joel D. Taylor.
Okay.
And I'm telling him that I was on Fox Sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he told me I was lying. So every day I get on the radio for everybody in Chicago that thought I would fail, who thought I'd be dead at 16.
That's right.
I'm 40.
That's
I'm
right.
on Fox Sports.
He's
I got a
man.
Hot wife.
He's 40. let me tell you, if y'all haven't seen our wives, we did good.
I don't know how I did it.
You talk about the grace of God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
But no, man.
Ezekiel Elliott. Like, let's talk about what Ezekiel Elliott brings to the table, right? We already know what he does as a running back and things like that. You can put me behind that offensive line, and I probably can go ahead and get my yards.
What did they need? But see, that's what I was going to say. And shout out to King Ball, Jr. 720. He said, if he's a Dallas Cowboy fan, the suit Ezekiel Elliott wore was embarrassing.
It was not as embarrassing as a Cowboy fan. It's embarrassing as a man.
As a man. But
man.
The reason why I did not like the pick. Right, and I know I went all over Elliott, right, and that's probably unjustified. That because he was a beast in college, right? I'll be real.
The reason why
I didn't like the pick was because you went out there and you gave Alfred Morris the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
You still have McFadden, and you still and you went out and still put, brought in Kenyon Bonner.
Well, I mean, just to be fair, McFadden's half a running back. I mean, he improved.
Okay.
I mean, he improved because he had a real offensive line.
But you
could
gave the money
to Alfred Morris. That's security just in case Ezekiel Elliott gets hurt.
And, right, okay. But so for me, that's why I didn't like the pick.
I understand.
You know what I mean? It wasn't Ezekiel Elliott. And I know that's what I've been saying, and I put on Twitter, and I made fun of Brian H. Ward and every other Cowboy fan. But it wasn't really that. So let me ask you this. Were there any – who you thought was the biggest loser and winner so far in the first round of draft? It's only one round. And we all be going off as paper. We don't know what they do. It's paper. It's a paper competition. I mean, I don't – for all we know, Wentz can end up being Peyton Manning.
Let's look at it, right? You know what I mean? We have Joe Flacco and Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out who else was from a small school that produced Super
Bowl. Well, who's from a Division II?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and,
even more so.
And so was Flacco.
Yeah.
And if people will say, well, oh, he transferred from Pittsburgh. Well, guess what? He wasn't getting no burn in Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
That's why
there's a reason why he wasn't getting it.
So it wasn't again. It's not that I hated Elliott.
Yeah, but they found him. I mean, we got plenty of greats that have brought in Super Bowl. Jerry Rice was from an HBCU.
Uh-huh.
You know, and
Steve McNair.
Exactly.
Even when he came to Super Bowl, he was a very successful quarterback.
Exactly. Kurt Warner.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, just
what school did Kurt?
I'm trying to figure out that. All I know is
he's bad. That's all I know, right?
Bagger Groceries Arena League. Hey, Super Bowl. Okay, right. Cool. But see, this is what we talk about here. We can find diamonds in the rough, but we more often find those who are successful from big name colleges. That's all. It's just the proof is just in the pudding. There's way more of a sample size of those who are successful from a school like Cal than a school like North Dakota State University.
Right.
Who, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if he was burning it up like Goff was, okay, now we got some more things going. Because wasn't Ben Roethlisberger burning it up at Miami, Ohio? Wasn't even Joe Flacco burning up at University of Delaware? So, Christian Hackenberger, even though he really had much to work with, he was doing his best to burn it up over there when he was with Pennsylvania. So, I mean, if he was with Penn, then he was doing his thing. So, there's stuff there. So, I think the biggest loser is real hard for me. I think the biggest loser is going to be the Cleveland Browns. Because the Cleveland Browns will always be the biggest loser because Cleveland is a factory of sadness. And I've said it. You can Google factory of sadness, and the first thing that will come up is Cleveland. That is not my fault. That is your fault, Cleveland. That is not my fault. That is your fault. You can go ahead and say whatever you want to me. You can tweet at me. I am at Emmy Richmond. I do not run for social justice warriors. I do not run for Cleveland fans. So if you got something to say to me, you can hit me up. You can Kirk out on me, whatever. I'm not going to block you. I'm a man. I'm 29. I ain't 40 like you. But I'm getting there.
No, what you're saying about Cleveland, and I said that, and again, when I get on the Cleveland Browns, again, it's not their fan base. I mean, I'm an Eagles fan, so I understand heartache, right? But the problem with Cleveland and the organization is you have Will Fuller available to you, okay? You have what's my man from Ole Miss that they're comparing to Bryant? What is his name? I so apologize. Where's Wally when you need him? Treadwell, that's his name, Laquan Treadwell.
Oh, yeah.
Laquan Treadwell. You have Treadwell available. You have Will Fuller available. And you go get Coleman. You go get Coleman. And that's what I don't understand about – again, I will support Robert Griffin until Robert Griffin's out of the league.
Exactly.
That's just who I am, okay?
Exactly. Outside of Josh Gordon, who's going to throw it to me? Josh Gordon,
he's suspended, right.
By the way, it's so dumb. It's so dumb. That Josh Gordon knows that he can smoke weed all year, and all he has to do is pass this one test, right? He knows he could. How dumb are you? They tell you when the test is coming because they know you're going to smoke anyway.
And that's why people said about Tunzo, like.
And all these guys, and the part of all these potheads be balling up. That's weird. They're not like lazy. They're not lazy potheads. They want their mush money.
Well, what gets me even about the whole thing in Cleveland itself is that. I don't get it. That's why I did a JMO. Go to Fox Sports Radio 1340am.com and did my JMO on them and the fan base and how I feel sorry for the fan base because they just can't get it right. You have all these picks. The Eagles gave you all these picks, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry. I'm not saying Coleman's going to be a bust in the NFL.
Of course.
He was not the highest graded receiver in this draft. You went up you went back in the draft because you gave up your 8th pick to Tennessee, okay? So you were available, he was available, and you don't go out there and get the best player available. Like, I don't understand it. Yes, I'm a fan of Will Fuller. I'm a fan of all Notre Dame players, but I'll be the first one to tell you someone's better than someone else. I'm just
exactly.
That's
it's
who
just,
I am.
It's just a matter, matter of fact. That's all that is. That is an actual statistical measurement that these people are better. But maybe this is one of those things. Is Hugh Jackman involved in the?
Well, they say he is. Just like I said, the defense. You know, they said Ed Waters spoke to the defense from Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys said themselves, hey, go ahead and get him. It helps us keep us off the field more. But, you know, welcome to the program live from the DMV. He's late, but it's okay because I know he's got some ID. What's going on, Wale?
Not much, man. You know, I was busy rapping with one of the more intelligent people in the United States, man. So it's crazy, man. It's been a crazy day. A very crazy day.
Well, we are here live at Big Time Wrestling in Prince George, Virginia, 641-552-5316. I'm going to call in real fast while I'm up against the break. We're talking more importantly about Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys pick. Again, Cowboys picking somebody they didn't, at least in my opinion, they did not need to go out there and get to have more glaring needs after picking bringing Morris into town. Cleveland, again, taking Coleman when he was not the best receiver on the board. Again, it's like they moved up and they said, let me get Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, let me get Tim Tebow when – who was available in Tebow's draft? You know what I mean? I love Tim Tebow.
I love Tim Tebow.
But it's like they had other guys that had higher grades. And maybe that's just, you know, again, scouts are scouts. But who are some of the bigger winners and losers for you think so far in the first round?
I think Jacksonville won. They got Ramsey. Ramsey to me, again, I said playing the safety position is a guy that I look like. I won't say it will be as good as Sean Taylor, but when I look at him, he jumps out the tape like a Duke that can be – close to a Sean Taylor. So when I look at Ramsey, if you move him to the safety position, the guy that has so much ability. I look at also, trying to think of the big winners. The San Diego Chargers getting Joey Bosa, a guy that a lot of people thought was probably one of the better pass rushers in the league, I mean, in college. Now the San Diego Chargers have a good pass rush. I think the big winners are going to be the individuals who draft. Whoever drafts Miles, when that does go down, that's a guy who's bona fide top-tier talent, but compared to Ray Lewis. No one drafted him because they were scared of his knee injury. Whoever gets him, and it all reports that he'll be fine, whoever gets him, I think they get to fill the draft.
See, as you're looking at filling the board from UCLA, people are staying away from the knee injury. Mm-hmm. Being a big red flag for them. I'm also thinking about he's being actually getting compared to your boy from the Cincinnati Bengals and Burfict. What's his name? Vontae. That's your boy. And those kind of guys he's being compared to. But also the linebacker out of Notre Dame who got hurt. Who was projected to be a top five pick.
No, that's the best player in the draft if he's not hurt. That's the best player in the draft.
Yes.
So, you know, and that's if you draft him and he ends up being 100%, a lot of people scared because they're scared to draft him because of what happened with Lattimore. Lattimore couldn't get any knee generation in terms of that nerve. So you look at this kid. I mean, his nerves. I think about 70%. They're 70 to 80% sure that he'll be okay. So to me, I'll take those odds because I'll draft him in the third round and be glad to have him.
I can't shake it.
Well, you know, you never know. I mean, I don't know enough. I'll be honest, I never watched Coleman. I've watched Treadwell, and I've seen
Laquan, right.
Fuller. Yeah, I've seen Fuller. So I've seen these individuals. I don't know enough about Coleman, so I won't lie to you. Is that the kid from Baylor?
No, Coleman is from Yeah, he's from Baylor. Sorry.
Okay, so this is what I will say. I will say this. If you look at Baylor's wide receivers, they've actually done well in the league. That's the one thing I will say. A lot of Baylor wide receivers have done well in the league. I'm not talking about off the field. I'm talking about on the field. They've been pretty productive on the field. So I won't criticize a Baylor receiver. I know we all look at Baylor receivers and like, oh, they run that spread offense. But I will say in the NFL, if you look at what some of these guys have done in the NFL from coming from Baylor recently since RG3, they've done pretty well. I will say that. But I haven't watched that kid enough to say, all right, he's better than, you know, Fuller or Treadwell or whatever.
5'11", 190 pounds, 3,009 career reception yards and 33 touchdowns in 3 seasons. What you want. I just hope Cleveland and their put a fan base to get it right. But hey, we're up against the break. 641-552-5316.
Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. We'll be right back, y'all. Still in sports with George Julie, Mike Pierman, and the crew.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Ariens, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108 and say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo in Hopewell with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Colonial Heights and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088. Or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness.
Welcome home.
This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Martin Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Parton Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Pollock Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town, Tread Center, 1955 Puddle Duck Road in the Burg.
This is Neil Hounshell from Unity Motors in Petersburg. Are you tired of looking for cars for you and your family? Stressed out, doubtful, scared, untrusting? Don't be. They are some car dealers who truly care about you, and not just your credit score and your Social Security number. Who are we? Unity Motors. Unity Motors wants to know you and what your needs are. Unity Motors is a Christian-based auto dealer in Petersburg. Pittsburgh. And if we don't have what you want, we'll get it for you. We offer to help rebuild your credit, whether you are bankrupt or just slow paying. We help first-time buyers. We don't want to bury you in payments. We give a 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty on all cars plus zero deductible. If you want to extend it, we can do that. Come on down to Unity Motors in Petersburg, 946 East Wiss Street. The phone number is 804-733-2886. 804-733-2886.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
1340 Fox Sports WKP Hopewell, the soul in sports with yours truly, Mike Knox. We are here live, baby boy and girls, in Prince George, Virginia for big time wrestling. It is going down tonight. I know we're going to see Mick Foley, Road Warrior Animal, the Rock and Roll Express. And listen, I'm sorry, guys. I'm a man. I'm 40, okay? One of my early experiences in life is watching the Rock and Roll Express, and I'm sitting literally less than 20 feet away from them, less than 5 feet away from World Warrior Animal. I'm just excited to be here. You should be here. If you're not here, you're just not here, but you should be here. 641-552-5316. Coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, we will have an interview with Mr. Robbie E. Woo, woo, woo. No, not him. Real Jersey Shore guy himself.
Actually from Jersey.
Right. Because he's like the Long Island Iced Tea.
Yeah, exactly. Right? He's also, so basically, he wants to be a Jersey bro, but he can't be a Jersey bro.
You don't like Zach Ryder either?
No, it's not that I don't like him.
Sound like
it. No, it's not that. It's that what happened at WrestleMania just bugged me. It made zero sense.
It made no sense.
I mean, you know what else makes zero sense? I'm just saying. I did not know that he's a cancer survivor. You think that maybe he should have been at the forefront of the Susie G. Coleman?
Yeah.
This is another excuse for me to knock on Cena, but I'm not going to knock on Cena because I ain't Cena's fault. That is the
WWE's fault.
That's WWE's fault. You got Cena and Titus doing most of your charity stuff, and they've been biggest faces.
When you have a cancer survivor.
When you have a cancer survivor on your roster, he should have been champion more than what he's been by now. That's ridiculous. I didn't even realize that. That's made me mad more than anything.
It is a lock-in Friday. We do have a Lock It Up Friday. Welcome back to the program, Wally. Wally, this weekend, are you watching the game or not?
Say again, Mike.
Wally.
Say it one more time. I'm here, Mike. Say it again. I'm here, Mike. Say it again.
Are you attending any Orioles games this weekend?
Yeah, actually, Sunday. Sunday, I'm supposed to be at the Orioles game.
They play my Southside White Sox, even though I'm a Southsider who's a Cubs fan.
Yeah, I know. When you say mine, I'm like, all right, it's the same dude that says you shouldn't be claiming the second team. You Jeremy, when you say that, you know, Mike.
Okay, but
can't be saying that.
All right, check this out. I have a friend of mine.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine, all right, Phil Fanning, I call everybody's name. I don't care. Who's a New Yorker.
That's his real name.
Yeah. Your name, Phil Fanning. who's a New Yorker who likes every single team in New York. I'm not lying, including
Buffalo.
He's
something wrong with him.
But he's a Giants fan. He's a Giants fan. But he will rock if it says New York. He'll rock with it.
So it's like a statewide.
He puts off on
city. I'm a fan of Virginia Tech. If Virginia Tech plays UVA, I'm going for Virginia Tech. But if UVA plays somebody else, I'll root for UVA.
Although I'm not a White Sox fan, when the White Sox in the World Series back in what was that? 08, 03?
Yeah, Oz again.
I was again.
Yeah, it's
Shatter.
Yeah, so you're on for your city. I feel you like Jeezy. You're on for your city. You're on for your city like Jeezy.
I put on for my city, except for I'm like a mutt. You know what I mean? Like, born and raised
like
in Chicago, moved to Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
So I like both cities.
Of course.
You know what I mean? I'm a Chicago everything, but I will support everything Philadelphia.
Exactly. So you get a brotherly love. You get a brotherly love and shot at the same time.
At the same time. At the same damn time. At the same damn time. 641-553-1613. But we do have boxing this weekend in the area.
We got boxing?
What you mean? No, we got boxing. We had Leonard Ellerby on yesterday.
Because it's your fault that I'm starting to get into this stuff again. I thought I was done at the Mayweather Pacquiao. I was like, okay, I'm bored now. Officially bored again. There's no exciting boxer for me to get behind. Then you tell me about this guy named Crawford. I was like, what?
Don't say that to Wiley, because Wiley don't think Terrence Crawford is the future.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to think that. He's entitled to his opinion as a sports coach.
Anyway,
can
we get him to lock it up?
Lock it up.
Jesus, getting on me. Sorry. Getting on me, people.
Orioles win. Lock it up.
Orioles win. I don't know. I know for Jay Chris, how do you think he felt about that one, Wiley, with a Philadelphia Philly sweat?
Sweat.
One more time. Sweat. All right, I need one more. Sweat. Five times sweat.
Really?
Five times.
The Phillies actually sweat.
The Washington Nationals, Wally. What thoughts on that?
Again, you know, the Phillies are playing with house money. A lot of people thought they'd be one of the worst teams in baseball, and they're playing good baseball. The Nationals, they lost to the Phillies. They're playing decent. You know, Ryan Howard, to me, you know, when everybody says you're done, you know, he's still showing he has pop in his back. They have good young pitchers, too, as well. So when you look at the Phillies, I think they're a team ascending upwards. They made some good trades last season, you know, when they were, you know, dumping talent. And they got some good young arms. So the Phillies, I feel like, you know, I'm not saying they're going to be in the postseason, but I think they'll be a lot better than what people thought they would be.
Wally. How much really does this Philly sweep actually mean to the Washington Nationals season? I mean, we're not even 20.
April.
Yes, it's April. Like, why should we care? Is this just something that Philadelphia Phillies fans should only get it for, or is this actually something that Washington Nationals fans should actually get concerned about? Because, you know, I know that the baseball is a marathon season. It's 162 games, but there are indicators at different points of time during the season that shows that your team is going to be a contender or your team is a pretender, and a la Barkley showing fake hustle. How much are you worried about
that? The Nationals should be worried about it. If you look at what they've done, what their strength is their pitching, and their pitchers have pitched well. Even Gio Gonzalez pitched well in a loss to the Phillies. I believe he gave up two runs, one earned run. So the pitching staff is intact. If I was going to be concerned about the Washington Nationals, I'd be concerned that, you know what, our pitchers aren't pitching. They're not pitching to their level. So when I look at the Washington Nationals, they still got one of the best pitching staffs in baseball, and that's going to get you far in a 162-game season. So they'll be fine. I mean, in baseball, just like in basketball, like the best team could lose to the worst team. We saw the Golden State Warriors lose to the
Warriors.
But
it's divisional, though. But it's divisional.
I
don't think the Phillies are going to challenge for that division. But I look back, and I go into April last year. Mm-hmm. I can only go off what I can know, right? I look at the National League Central, my Cubs division, right, where they all finished one game behind each other, okay?
Yeah.
April mattered when they didn't bring up Chris – when Chris Bryant didn't come up. A lot of fans thought – I remember what's my guy from MLB Network, the baseball guy?
Reynolds?
Baseball guy.
Right.
I had to mess with you a little
bit. I forget his name. Pedro Gomez.
Okay.
Mentioned how – not Pedro Gomez.
Pedro Martinez?
He acted on the poor letter. But anyway, he made a good point about Chris Bryant coming up late won't matter if they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But if it would matter to fans and the team if they missed the division because they brought him up 17 games later because of the contract issue, the arbitration thing.
Exactly.
So I look at, after seeing that last year in the Cubs missing of the home playoff game, which they luckily won, which everybody knows I hate the wild card in baseball.
Why do you hate the wild card? Because
it's one game. It's one game. I think you have a 162-game season. How you have a wild card for one game, I think that's really stupid.
Exactly.
But
we're not double-A, we're professional.
Exactly. But I think every – especially divisional games, I think, matter. You know what I mean? Especially when someone like yourself, Wally, picks the Mets to win a division. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So in this case, we're talking that the Phillies – matters in the long run because this is three sweeps of a divisional opponent versus it's just three games against like an American League team.
Right.
What I'm saying is like it happens. Like it happens in baseball where the best team gets swept by a sorry team all the time in the division. I mean, the division's going to know you better than anybody else anyway. So it's happened before. It's not like, I mean, I know the Orioles, even when the Orioles were doing, when they won the division, they got swept by at that time, Toronto, who was last place. So it can happen. Like my thing about, it's not about being swept. It's about how you play when you get swept. Because in baseball, one, your bats can go silent in a serious regard. You're going to have streaks where all bats go silent, right? So you're not producing runs in that stretch. Right now, and that's baseball. So they may have caught, like I said, the Phillies caught the Nationals at the right time. You know what I mean? They caught them at the right time. Now, after this series, it all depends on what you do. Yeah, I know they have to be. But it's all about now, to be honest with you. After you've been swept, this is my big thing about baseball. After you've been swept by anything, how do you respond? Do you lose about two more games after that? Now it's a problem. You know what I mean? But if you take the first game of that next series, then it's like, okay, you're fine. You bounce back. So that's the main thing. It's about when you get swept, because that's a 3-game losing streak or 4-game losing streak. When you get swept, it's about how you respond after you've been swept. If you can respond well as a good thing, then you're okay. If you respond poorly, then that's an issue.
Well, I hear that. So let's go ahead real fast. We got the Robbie E. in the group coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's just put something to lock up today. We normally go an hour on Friday, but because we're here at Big Time Wrestling, we're going to go to about 6:30 because we will be preempted before because of the Orioles game coming on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to go out here and get some interviews as well with some guys. We may not get them live on air today, but we'll go ahead and try to get some things recorded to get things in the upcoming week or so on the network. We don't get them online today. I did get a confirmation. We would get Robin Willis, Chris Gibson's on. Come on, as well. Hoping to get some other guys to come on and meet some other guys. I mean, this is to show the pros, and we know the icon listens to this. Go ahead and start right here. We got the big boxing match coming on. We had Leonard Ellerbe himself, the CEO of Mayweather Promotions, the past, the future, the past, the present, and the future of boxing. Come on, we got the world championship doubleheader tomorrow, Wally, as Badu Jack takes on Lucien Boutte, also James DeCal versus Mr. Medina. Coming on, not too familiar with those two guys, but I do know Badu Jack, and I am familiar with Lucien Boutte and his fight tomorrow. So I'll go ahead and start it off because it is my show. It is a show that I created, I invented. Without that, I could not do it without you guys.
It is,
but, you know, as much as I can be arrogant, I also know that I'm only showing those are my links next to me. So I thank you. I thank Glenn to my left. I thank Wally every single day. But I'm going to go ahead and lock it up right now.
You better lock it up.
Call me a homer.
You lock it up.
Whatever you want to say.
Lock it up.
Mayweather promotes Badu Jack retains his title. And I hope that he moves up to go fight Adonis Stevenson because that would be one double hockey stick of a fight right there. So I'm locking up Badu Jack to win this fight. As I said to Leonard, it'll be on the show today, by knockout. I'm not talking about a TKO. I'm not talking about a referee stoppage.
About his face in the cameras.
I think he puts him to sleep minus the PEDs. So I'm going with Badu Jack. Tomorrow on Showtime, that fight starts at 10 o'clock at the DC Armory. We'll be in the building, Fox Sports' own Brian Waters and I believe Kelsey Nelson will be in the building on that event. So we will be having full coverage of that. So, Wally, who you got in that championship fight tomorrow on Showtime?
Mr. Elevate Spice, he kind of hyped me, man. DC or nothing. I love it. I love that. So I'm going with the man. DC or nothing. In fact, I'm going with the man. DC another DC
so
Armory. That's the place. That's the place that. I'm locking that up. That's the place I was at
it
for a while. Yeah, I'm with it.
Well, there's nothing you can do but lock it up on the Lock It Up Friday.
Lock it up.
Okay. Go lock it up. Now look, we gotta be honest about something. You know, I can always relate it back to wrestling. We the booty of the day the other day.
Oh.
And that guy's last name just happens to be
Boutte.
That must mean that he must be full of Boutte, which means, once again, another win for the Mayweather Promotions is going to happen. I'm also going with Jack in that match. Now, I don't know. Now, one of the things I'm going to look up real quick, and I'm going to tell you about later, is Mayweather Promotions' record. What their boxers are doing against other promotions. Because if we know anything about Money Mayweather, and of course you interviewed the president yesterday, we know that they are training boxers that are trying to be to that level that Floyd Mayweather is. Now, granted, that's a once-in-a-lifetime type of boxer, that we're not going to have that all the time.
No.
But he can train up guys who can at least try to be at a – talking about an elite level, try to be at an elite level as much as possible, you know, and at least keep on having championships. So as long as Mayweather is involved some way, somehow, and his training staff is involved, I believe that they can take pretty much any championship that they want to as a promotion themselves. And – Little Bird said that they were going to start getting into MMA, too.
Yeah, well, that's cool. They said they are trying everything.
They're trying everything.
Entertainment.
Entertainment? Well, they need to call. Didn't I tell you to tell him? You're supposed to tell him. I'm supposed to cook for him on weekend.
Well, you know what? I forgot to tell him that I can come down to D.C. tomorrow and be the best ring announcer in the building.
No, bro. I got you. I know I got you. I got Howard Finkel you to death. I got Howard Finkel.
Wow, do you hear this nonsense? Do you hear this?
You hit
oh, nah, man. Hey, Mike,
go
Mike, God.
Go
hey, Mike,
to my
I'm
going
to
be
real.
Hey, look, I've been fasting
you know
these last few days, so I can't eat bologna.
Well, you know, I don't like bologna. I'm real with assessing things. I'm going to tell him, I keep 100. The boy Mike, when it comes to, like, the buffer type thing, Mike got the game down early.
Hey, I don't know, man. I don't know. Y'all haven't heard me really go in on it yet.
Y'all
haven't heard
me. Mute your microphone.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen on the airwaves, I am still the low guy on the total pole, so I will be.
So have me get my mids on. When this hand goes up,
yo, mouth goes
shut. But also tomorrow, PBC on Fox takes place tomorrow. And, I mean, this is what I love. I'm sorry, guys. The PBC and maybe the promotions right now are doing – you have boxing all day tomorrow. You got PBC on Fox, for those who don't have cable.
Yep.
Okay, and they're bringing to us Victor Ortiz versus Andre Berto Part 2 tomorrow. We all know Andre Berto
that's for free.
Got knocked out in the first fight.
Oh, my goodness.
Victor Ortiz says, why does he even get a rematch in this fight? But we know Victor Ortiz since then has done movies. He's kind of left boxing. He's come back. Berto, fresh off the loss to Floyd Mayweather, but some would say had a good performance, but no one can hit Floyd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, ain't that the guy who headbutt Floyd when he had his headbutt?
Yeah, well, he didn't. And
then Floyd
and then
Floyd, up
at all times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, that's why I thought he looked familiar. I couldn't tell who he was with his face not on the map.
And I believe that is, yes, it is. Billy Gunn has just walked into the building.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm going to start with you, Wally. Who you got in this fight tomorrow? Berto versus Ortiz Part 2. Who you got in this fight?
Oh, I'm going to go with Berto. I think Ortiz is just done. He's like a Hollywood dude now. I don't even think he'll box anymore.
Mm.
I'm going to go with Berto.
No, I
think Berto still want to fight.
I'm
going to
double lock that. You better lock it up.
Triple lock that?
Because you know what? Here's what I know about people that go to Hollywood. Now, this is what I have. People that fight in the armed forces, you're great people. I've seen the difference between a Paris Island Marine and a San Diego Marine. A Hollywood Marine.
Okay.
There are two different kinds of Marines.
Okay.
One goes hard in the paint. One is like, you know, it can still kill you, but like he wants to like bathe and surf, bro. So he wants to sunbathe and just surf. So like they still can both put the hurt on you, but nah, once you lose your drive to be successful at what you do, then you become soft at your craft. So Berto's going to take this one.
Just for me, I just cannot see Victor Ortiz winning this fight. I'm not putting nothing past Victor Ortiz. I thought he was an up-and-coming fighter. But I question his determination towards boxing because most boxers don't leave boxing to go to movies and then come back to boxing. You know what I mean? And he was an up-and-coming star. He got his jaw broke. I mean, he's just been all over the place since the Mayweather incident that took place. But I'm sorry. I just think Berto but as he said in the promo, he got all his T's crossed, and he's ready to go. So, hey, guys, what we're going to do right now, a little early, 3 minutes before time. So make sure everybody know right now we are going to go live. We had an interview yesterday as our own Glenwood Thomas, our program director, stepped in for your boy Mike Knox, took over the airways to go ahead and interview Mr. One Robbie E. from TNA Impact Wrestling. So we're going to go ahead and take that interview right now, go shake some hands, kick some babies, let them know that Mike Pyramid, not Mike Knox anymore, is in the building, and so is Fox Sports Radio, Soul and Sports. We're going to be right back, and we talked to y'all a little bit in the mouth. This interview took about 15, 20 minutes, y'all, so we'll be right back after this.
Technical topics, easily understandable.
Thank you for bringing fun back to learning IT-related topics.
These are real quotes from actual IT Pro TV members. I'm Dom Pizzette, one of the trainers here at IT Pro TV, and I'd love to show you how we can impact your life too. Whether you're looking to advance your career with new IT certifications or simply want to stay up to date on the latest in the world of technology, we've got you covered. Check out itpro.tv/blogtalk to upgrade your brain with the most popular IT certifications. Try it free for 7 days when you sign up with our code ITPRO30 to check out our courses, live stream, and more. You'll also receive 30% off the lifetime of your account. That's itpro.tv/blogtalk.
I'm getting ready to count us down. All right, here we go. Five, four, three, two,
One. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fox Sports Radio 1340. I'm your host, Glenn Thomas, here with none other than our special guest for the evening from TNA Nonstop Wrestling, Impact Wrestling, the one-time television champ, the one-time X Division champ, the two-time tag team champion, and I know that he's so excited being the Turkey Bowl champion as well. That's none other than our guest today, Robbie E. What's going on, Robbie?
Hey, what's going on? You know, that introduction was almost perfect, but you forgot to throw in the two-time tag champ was good, but you forgot to throw in that I'm about to be a three-time tag champ. But it was good. I get 98%. It was good.
Oh, of course we're rooting for you. We're definitely rooting for you to become the three-time tag team champion there. I'm trying to get there. I'm not as perfect yet, but I'm working on it. We're trying to work on it.
All right. I'll accept it just for the next 15, 20 minutes.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Hey, Nonstop Wrestling, Impact Wrestling, Pop TV. I'm going strong on Pop TV. You know, how are you feeling about the transition and move for Impact to Pop Television?
When we left Spike TV to Destination America, it was kind of like a dark cloud was over it. The channel didn't really support us. You know, we were getting the best ratings on their network, and it's kind of like, well, why aren't you welcoming us more with open arms? You know, they were kind of just being – it was kind of like we were, you know, their stepchildren, and they were just not loving us the way they should. So now that we're on Pop TV, it's like a lot brighter and, you know, a lot more – it's Pop TV's in a lot more homes. So, I mean, we're all pretty excited to be here. You know, things have been going great so far. We're still the highest rated show on Pop TV, and it's a growing network, you know. A lot of people say, oh, I never heard of Pop TV, but you never heard of any network when it first came about. You just got to give it time to get bigger and more people hear about it.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the things you got to definitely hear about. You got to search it. It's always on your – is on your television. It's just going to go do some due diligence and go to the computer and do so. You know, for my listeners out there here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 who don't know about Robbie E., you know, give us a little bit about your background. When did you start in the world of professional wrestling? As I always like to ask people who come on with us, when did you fall in love with professional wrestling?
Well, are you telling me that everyone in the world doesn't know my whole history and my existence and everything about me? Are you kidding me, bro?
I know, man. You've been on reality shows. You've been all over the place. I know, but there's some people out there. I have new listeners, some casual wrestling fans who may not know, Robbie.
All right. Well, for them, I'll give my background. I mean, really, just like anyone else, you know, my older brother loved wrestling, so I loved it as a kid. I first started watching when I was 4. I loved it in elementary school. I got out of it a little in middle school because I was too cool for it. And then when I got into high school, I got, like, really serious about, like, looking for wrestling schools and stuff. And right when I turned 16, I joined a wrestling school with 3 of my friends. Our parents had to drive us because we didn't have our license yet. And 2 quit before the first match. 1 made it to the first match, and then he quit. And then I stayed in it. My first match was on my 17th birthday, and I'm 32 years old. So 16 years later, I'm still doing it. I've been wrestling half my life. It's crazy.
That's crazy. I know you've been a singles competitor, been a single star, you've been a tag team star. Do you prefer singles over tag teams? Because there's some guys who prefer working in tag teams other than being single competitors. And you have success in both.
Yeah, my career's kind of been 50-50. I have been in a team a lot, but I've been singles a lot. You know, they're both completely different. I enjoy doing both. Some have one preference over the other. I'm pretty split between the middle. I've had success doing both, and right now I'm doing the tag team thing again, and I'm loving it. So it is what it is.
Yeah, it definitely is what it is. You know, you're definitely doing some big things. Like I said, mentioned earlier, you was on Amazing Race just a couple of years ago. Will we see you in any more reality shows or any more TV acting going the Hollywood route here in the near future?
You never know. I could pop up anywhere. You know, I'm always looking to branch out to different projects. So anything that comes about, Robbie E is a character I'm pretty sure everyone will want on their show. So you never know where I'll pop up.
Definitely with that, man. So you had some great matches back in the day. You had matches against Jay Lethal. You had matches against Douglas Williams. You had matches against, you know, Sting and different people in TNA. Can you point out one match or one star that you enjoyed working with the most throughout your career that you thought was a great dance partner?
I get asked that a lot, but, you know, it's so hard to narrow it down to one. But, I mean, you nailed one. Jay Lethal was great. We had a feud, and we've been wrestling for years, way before the TNA days. Eric Young, Bobby Roode are 2 more guys who are on my list. It's just hard to pick out that one opponent or that one match that's the best, you know, because there's just so many in the long career.
Yeah.
It's really hard to give a straight answer with that. But those are a few of the guys. I mean, everyone at TNA is just so great to work with, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of guys down in TNA, a lot of guys I've dealt with and I've talked to, and you got a great, the locker room is great there. You know, a lot of guys enjoy the locker room, a lot of good camaraderie in that locker room. And, you know, we're talking about the locker room as we transition a little bit. You know, a lot of people are leaving the locker room. How has that affected the TNA brand and the boys in the locker room? You know, guys like Bobby Roode has left, Eric Young has left, guys from different nature have left.
The way I look at it, it's, you know, Eric Young, Bobby Roode, it's sad to see my friends go, and I hope that they have success wherever they go. But you got to also turn negative into a positive, and, you know, you look at it as an opportunity to step up because those are two open spots that now need to be filled. So that's a spot for me. You know, that's a spot for my tag partner, Jesse Goddard. So, you know, we need, you know, our time to step up. So you don't want to see your friends go, but it's a business, and I want to get higher in my business. So I'm looking at it as a way to, you know, get a more main spot in TNA, be in the limelight more.
And you know what, I'm glad you said that because that's the way, you know, that's the way a lot of guys look at it, and that's the way I'm glad you said you looked at it. You know, it's good to see your friends go, but you started out with saying, you know what, there's two more spots open, and guess what? I'm going to take that spot. One of those spots belongs to me. You know, one of those spots belongs to where I want to go to, where I want to go into my career. And, you know, the best, that's great for them two guys, but guess what? Doors opened up, people leave, and I'm about to kick through the door, you know. And that's something I like, you know. Impact Wrestling is always bringing in new, younger talent, new, younger stars, different people to come in. And guys like yourself now, with people leaving, that makes you a veteran. You consider yourself a veteran in the locker room there, Impact Wrestling?
I do. I consider myself a veteran in pro wrestling in general. I've been wrestling 16 years. But even beyond that for TNA, you know, I've been there 6 years, which doesn't seem like that much time, but it is. And when you really go down the list of people that are there since I've been there longer than me, I mean, you're counting them on one hand. I mean, maybe
right.
If you count the refs and everything, maybe about close to 10. But that's with refs, commentators, everybody. As far as wrestlers, I'm probably top five that's been there the longest. It's pretty crazy.
It is. Do you find yourself grabbing some of the younger guys like a Jesse who hasn't been in the business as long and putting them underneath your wing and teaching them some things that you've learned?
Yeah, well, you know, that's kind of the thing I pride myself on. I mean, since I've been in TNA, between having Cookie with me, then Rob Terry, who's a great guy, and then, you know, now Jesse, I feel like all hard workers, but, you know, Jesse or Rob, they'll admit to you that they were inexperienced and a little green. And I think TNA feels confident to put them with me, knowing I could, you know, show them the ropes, loosen them up a little bit. We become friends inside and outside of the ring and show them how to, you know, be more presentable and pull more character out of them. I feel like I tend to do that in people. I bring a different side out of them.
And that's always definitely a good thing. You have a big match coming up, y'all. Like you said, you mentioned going to become the tag team champions for the third time. You know, you believe that you and Jesse can get it done?
I mean, I think we could. Now, you know, it's a different approach to the bromance. We don't have DJZ with us. We're fan favorites. We got the fans behind us now. You know, we got some new cool moves going on. We've been practicing. So I think it's a whole new 2016 version of the bromance, and I think tag team gold is in our near future.
You know, and with that being said, do you prefer being face or heel? You know, a lot of wrestlers, because is this being performed to be a face or being a heel, which more are you comfortable with? We know that we've seen you do both, and we've seen you do both well.
It kind of goes with the singles and tag team wrestling. I'm just kind of 50-50 on it. I'm usually the douchebag, mean heel guy that everybody hates, but I'm also enjoying, you know, being a fan favorite right now. So it's hit or miss, man. You know, I enjoy it. I'm enjoying both.
You know, well, one thing that I've noticed in doing a little research, you know, I've alluded, would you consider making that Japanese trip one day? Not saying leaving TNA or anything of that nature, but, you know, is Japan one of the places that you look forward to experiencing in your career?
I've actually been to Japan. We had a working relationship with World One in Japan just this past year, which was ran by the great Muda, and you know, we were there for one night only TNA pay-per-view. We actually won our tag titles the second time there. And then I was also there for another big show for the Great Muda's 30th anniversary. So I have been there twice. I enjoy going, and I hope to go again.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing there. Definitely a wonderful thing. You know, we've seen your character evolved in Impact Wrestling. You came in, you know, with the Jersey Shore gimmick, which lasted a little while in Impact Wrestling. It got you over because that was the biggest thing there with Cookie and everything that was going on with the real Jersey Shore. You know, and we've seen you evolve now into the bromance. You know, could we see that character? Do you enjoy that character, or would you like to see your character evolve even a little bit more?
Well, the thing in wrestling, I mean, just the thing in life in general is you always got to change stuff up, especially in 2016. People don't want to see the same thing for a long period of time. So I went from full-on Jersey Shore with Cookie, then to, like, phasing into a little different thing when I had Rob Terry as my bodyguard, then the bromance were a different version of that. Then I was a serious fan favorite wrestler, and now I'm kind of bringing a little comedy with the seriousness. So I'm a mixture, and I'm always ever changing and coming up with new ideas for my entrance and my gear and stuff. So I think, you know, like I've been doing every year, you see some new different stuff from Robbie E and the bromance.
Yeah, definitely, man. You one of the guys when I started watching TNA or in TNA, you had the flashy tights, the light color tights, which drew attention to who you were. And then we begin to watch your work and things that you begin to do inside and outside the ring with your promos and how you could draw heat from the fans by just standing in the ring or the comments that you were making. And so that seeing the evolution of Robbie E with Impact Wrestling. How is the morale now, in Impact Wrestling with Dixie Carter, with the rest of the boys, with all things that are going on with Impact Wrestling, do you enjoy doing the shows, some of the shows that are taped or more so on the road type things?
I mean, the locker room's great. The agents are great. The writers are great. Everyone has a positive attitude. You know, there's always been so much bad, negative talk about TNA, but it's been like that since day one. Dixie Carter's never going to let her company close because she loves it. You know, she's a great boss to work for. And, you know, until something happens in life, it doesn't really make sense to worry about it, you know? So God forbid something were to happen, then you worry about it at the time. But until then, all the wrestlers are working hard. The crowds have been great. The TV's been great. The storylines have been great. You know, I think we're better than ever.
Yeah, you definitely do that, man. You got, like I said, you have new guys that's there. You have new commentators now. D'Angelo, De Niro, the Pope, who's definitely there. Another guy we'd love to see get back in the ring. Love to see you dance with him one day in the ring with D'Angelo. De Niro would be a good match to see here at Impact Wrestling. And I say you can see the guys and girls all working hard on television each and every week on Pop Television, Pop TV, where Impact Wrestling is now being housed at. You know, it's always been a good thing to see guys evolve, as we mentioned earlier. The evolution of Robbie E, the evolution of a Jesse Goddard, evolution of guys in the X division. You know, do you consider yourself, you're between, because you can wrestle with the X division guys and you can wrestle with the bigger guys, in Impact Wrestling. I know you probably don't mind which one, but you don't want to get typed. Do you mind X division wrestling, which is a little bit more faster paced than being in the main event with some of the bigger guys?
No, you know, it's just I like doing it all. It's always good to have different styles and to be able to adapt in pro wrestling, and I feel like I could adapt to anything. You know, it's fun to go crazy sometimes and bring out my wild old side, even though I'm 32 now, but, you know, jump around like I'm half my age. But then, of course, I also like, you know, tag team wrestling, world title matches, you know, not the high-flying, hard-hitting stuff, the character stuff. So I like a little bit of everything. I feel like I bring a mix to the ring.
Right, like a hybrid type style.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you come up with the name of the finishing move, Fresh to Death? How did that name originate?
Well, that actually was just a name for a short period of time. I haven't used that in a few years. But, I mean, it just kind of went with who I was at the time. FTD, Fresh to Death, it was just kind of like a hip thing that people were saying in Jersey.
Okay, because I always wondered that. I'm like, man, what is the Fresh to Death? Like, what is that? I remember being, growing up in the Northeast a little bit, we used to always say that's fresh, you know, that's cool, that's hip. I'm like, man, that's kind of neat, FTD. But then I thought about the flower thing, and I'm like, man, no, it ain't that. It's like, you know, it's fresh. So, you know, it was crossed my mind there. So that's one of the things that we talked about here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. If you're just tuning in, we're interviewing TNA star Robbie E from Impact Wrestling. You can find them each and every week on Pop Television, Pop TV. You know, you had several names throughout your years in wrestling. You know, you used to be the Platinum Pop. You used to be different things that people have going on. You know, if we deal with you on a little bit on a personal level now, if we went into your iPod, what would you be listening to? Traveling down the road, driving in the car from city to city, what's on your iPod, what's on the radio station?
90s hip-hop, like early 90s hip-hop. Snoop, Tupac, Dre, Ice Cube, Cypress Hill, Naughty by Nature, Onyx, all that kind of stuff.
Tribe Called Quest, a little bit.
Tribe Called Quest, yeah, that is my, those are the years when I, like, really was into music, and I thought I was going to be a rapper.
Gotcha. And then are you driving by yourself? You got a riding mate? And then are they listening to 90s hip-hop with you? Are they like, man, come on, Robbie, change that?
I mean, my travel people always – it's usually Eddie Edwards and Zima. And, you know, I think we'll just depend who's driving gets control of the music.
Gotcha, man. Yeah, that 90s hip-hop was great. Biggie, Pac, Jay-Z was coming, getting ready to come into his own a little bit. You had DMX that was hot down in the 90s. That you had Public Enemy a little bit fading out a little bit, but they were still had putting out some good music there in the 90s. And you had the evolution of that you have Master P coming up in the South, beginning of the South music down in the 90s with Ja Rule and Juvenile and Lil Wayne and all those. So that's good to know that you're a hip hop guy can talk hip hop all day long. Definitely can talk hip-hop all day long. But we're getting ready to close this up, man. We appreciate you for joining us. Anything that you would like to promote, anything that you would like to give the listeners here on Fox Sports Radio 1340, some information on Robbie E., you know, what you have coming up, how they can contact you, and how you can be booked because you're still taking bookings and, you know, give your information out.
Just my Twitter and Instagram are at Robbie E. Impact. And then for bookings, robbieebookings@gmail.com. And then, of course, if you want info on Impact Wrestling, it's impactwrestling.com.
Impact Wrestling. You know, you got to do a UK tour, man. How is the UK crowd?
Oh, they're awesome. You know, it's because they only get us once a year. So I think they just bring all their energy, and it's almost sometimes too – it's crazy. It's such a fun time. The crowd's great.
You know, and final question. And I know you probably get this one all the time. Any wrestler, dead or alive, who would you like to wrestle?
Ultimate Warrior. I got to do it. When I was six, I was a fan. What can I say?
So you're one of those kids that you ripped your T-shirts on, put on the wristbands around your biceps, had your underwear and running through the house, shaking ropes and shaking blinds, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it, Robbie, for joining us, man. And also, I thought about another question. I want to wrap this up this way. Have you ever saw a wrestling match in the Garden? I know you're from New York.
What do you mean in the dark?
In the Garden, in the Madison Square Garden. Have you been to Madison Square Garden?
You know,
as a wrestler, have you wrestled in Madison Square Garden, or have you seen a match in Madison Square Garden? If not, is that on your bucket list?
No, I have. When I would do years ago extra work for the WWE, I was there a few times, booked for WWE there. So I have been there and seen matches there.
No problem. Got you. Ladies and gentlemen, Robbie E. from Impact Wrestling. Catch him each and every week on Pop TV. Check your local listings or check your internet provider to find out where you can get or how you can get and where you can find Pop TV on your local cable provider, satellite provider, or any other provider that you may have. Robbie, just want to tell you thanks for joining us here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. We appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
And we are back. We are live. What an interview conducted with Robbie Dean by our own program director, Glenn Thomas, here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM. And the doors have begun to open. The beautiful people of Virginia are rolling in for big-time wrestling. World Warrior Animal, the Rock and Roll Express, Billy Gunn, if you want to go on that, Kip James.
Yeah, Kip James.
Mick Foley's in the building. You know what? I saw Mick Foley down at WrestleMania in Miami. He was eating with his family then. I remember saying he is large. No brokeback in person. He's a massive guy. He's bigger than you think he is. So that's why he was able to take all those bumps he's taken over the years. But hey, guys, we are we got about 7 minutes left in the program. It's a 6:30 hour.
We do have a Nick Foley in person
that walked in the building. At 6:30, we'll be broadcasting going to the Baltimore Orioles game as the people are lining. We got people showing up with belts right there. Got over here with his kids, American, beautiful wife and tattoo, and beautiful as he can be. Welcome to the building.
In case y'all wondering, there's a lot of people coming in here with championship belts, but I will say, and this is on record, lock it up.
Lock it up.
That Mike Tierman Sr. has and does have more championship belts than anybody here. Anybody here in the big time wrestling show. So I count you have what? 12?
No, it's only
is it 9 or 12?
It's only 9 here.
That's
I have 18 total.
That's at the very least more. Where you have here is more than what everyone else is bringing. I see the most I've seen someone bring
the championship. You're in. I will say this much. I'm a hashtag belt king. Okay. Shout out to Nephew Corey, the Wrestling Marks Excellence Wrestling Summit as well. We're idiots because we travel to wrestling events like the Ultimo Dragon. Okay. It is the most uncomfortable thing sitting down with all those belts, but it's the most. As a wrestling fan, I get more pride in everybody paying attention to how many belts we have. Because that to me, people ask me all the time, like, that's my hobby. I'm not a sneakerhead. I don't buy sneakers. I'm an electronics guy, and I'm a belt keeper.
There you go.
So, but we normally lock it up Friday. We locked up boxing, right? We don't need an NBA call, so don't come back to them on Monday. The NBA, the NFL draft will be seen tonight also. So we're going to cover all that stuff on Monday. But I want to talk about this event right now. It's called Big Time Wrestling. And right now, there are some big time wrestling fans here. They're trying to look at a sign in the crowd that says, I'm a man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? I can't stay live on radio before I get kicked off. My program record is like literally 3 feet to my left. So if I sit here, I'll probably smack me in the back of the head. But this is the things I love about what I love doing and why I love wrestling and things like this. You get to being in this business and why I went to school and why I'm trying to make my mama proud. Is doing things like this, and I always will thank Glenn. I don't think that he understands how thankful I really am for the opportunities I've had to be on Fox Sports and not just interviewing. People say, well, you know, BDSR Network had over 3 million listeners for 7 years, but BDSR Network didn't get me in to Redskins camp. it didn't get me the opportunity to interview Kevin Owens. That wasn't his fault. It was a scheduling conflict for SmackDown. Jeff didn't do that. But we're doing big things here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340AM.com. As far as on the Twitter, Instagram at 1340AM Fox Sports, I mean, it is big things popping, little things stopping around here. You know what? You can't keep that. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to take our last break of the evening, come back, lock it up, and close the show out, and just go ahead and have some fun tonight, y'all. Again, 641-552-5316 is the number to call in. We'll be right back, y'all. Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP, Hopewell, Soulman Sports, Mike Pierman, and
if you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Marshall Cab Company invites you to give them a call at 458-3325 when you're in need of transportation. That's Marshall Cab Company, Hopewell, serving Fort Lee, the Tri-City areas, with local and long-distance transportation. Remember, Marshall Cab Company, they will go as far as your money will carry you. Marshall Cab Company, 458-3325, operating right here in Hopewell.
Gonna build our new dream home down by the riverside. Ingram Realty is my guide. The Landings at Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox, located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single-family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508.
Looking for a barbershop that does old-fashioned shaves and haircuts? Look no further than the Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. Kenny and Keith do hot towel shaves using a straight razor. They shave around the ears and do shoulder massage. No appointment necessary, just walk on in. They're open Tuesday through Friday and the first Saturday of the month. Check them out on Facebook, Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. You'll not only look great when you leave, you'll feel great as well.
Shoes need repairing, don't know where to take them?
Cavalli's Leather Shop and Shoe Repair, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell, is the place to go. Cavalli's features a complete line of motorcycle apparel, including vests, jackets, chaps, road packets, tool pouches, and gloves. Need a patch sewn on your biker's vest? Cavalli's is the place. They also carry Western boots and hats. That's Cavalli's Shoe Repair and Leather Shop, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell. Phone 458-2016. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 5 Saturdays.
Hi, this is Chuck Pendis speaking. Anti-termite and insect control have been in business for the last 42 years. We do federal, state, and local contracts. We do business without contracts. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep, if they crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep or crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439.
Hello, this is Jess. I'm talking about an auto repair shop that does foreign and domestic, major or minor, auto repairs, diagnostics, brakes, tune-up, oil changes, and suspensions. 14 years of quality service at affordable prices in Hopewell. Kohl's Auto Repair, 914 Sycamore Avenue in Hopewell, Virginia, between Woodlawn Street and Oaklawn Boulevard. Phone number is 804-541-2700. 914 Sycamore, 804-541-2700. Kohl's Auto Repair.
Red's Tax Service, it's tax time again, and the place to go is Red's Tax Service, 105 Pickwick Avenue in Colonial Heights. Red's Tax Service has been doing my taxes for over 40 years, and I haven't gone to jail yet. Red's offers electronic filing, drop-off, walk-in, and appointments. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5. Call 526-8715, Red's Tax Service. Fishing and golfing information are free.
Veterinarians Dr. Mary Brown and Dr. McDonald of VCA Animal Care Associates in Colonial Heights are dedicated to providing your pets with the quality care you want and they deserve. Their staff will take the time to explain treatments available for your pet and provide you education on the various pet-related issues you may encounter. Although they are available when illness and problems arise, the Animal Care Associates team is focused on preventive care. They offer Care Club, a wellness package, which allows for monthly payments for vaccines, spay, neuter, dental cleaning, as well as annual screening diagnostics to detect early disease. Since our pets cannot talk, early detection is so important. Boarding facilities and grooming services are also available to round out your experience. Located at 2403 Boulevard in Colonial Heights, Animal Care Associates is the veterinary practice of choice. They are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, and Saturdays, 8 to 1. 804-520-2273 for the best in pet care. You will not regret it.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Welcome back, Fox Sports Radio 1340, WAKT, Hopewell, the soul in sports here. With yours truly, Mike Pierman and the crew, joined today by Andy Richmond at Andy Richmond on the Twitter, that is. Guys, we're about to get up out of here on this Lock It Up Friday as we are here live at Big Time Wrestling. People are fouling in, getting autographs, getting pictures, getting DVDs, being a mark. Sometimes, I know they don't like the word mark sometimes or marking out, but sometimes
I was marking out.
Sometimes I think you earn the right. It depends on you have to mark out with respect and dignity.
Exactly.
Don't be a groupie to the mark.
Exactly.
Don't be a groupie to the mark. But sometimes
you don't want to be a WWE sheep first. You don't want to be a sheep.
Well, sometimes I drink a lot of Kool-Aid.
No, you don't need no Kool-Aid. No, you're your old man, man. You're your old man.
The WWE, but. Listen, guys, we're going to get up out of here. We will see you guys Monday. Like I said, we're going to try to get some interviews with some of the great legends that are here right now. We're supposed to get Mr. Gibson on today, but it got too behind us. We had the Robbie E interview, but that's okay. We'll hopefully get that for you and have that guy for you on Monday. But listen, guys, we're going to get up out of here, and I want you to do me a favor this weekend. I want you to be safe. I want you to have some fun. I want you to support Mayweather Promotions and Leonard Ellerbe and the box matching on Showtime. I want you to support PBC on Fox, as that takes place, as we are part of the Fox Sports family.
Yeah.
We are Fox Sports, hashtag we are Fox Sports. Listen, guys, do me a favor. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. That is crazy. We're going to get up out of here. See y'all on Monday. Bingo.
It's time.
straight cash, homie. This is the Shoulder Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sets up.
If you're not down with that, we got to win!